Zan Rice is our correspondent in Misrata. Zan, the rebels have been giving a press conference. What did they say?
Well, they've essentially shown the areas of the city. They've used some imagery from Google Earth to show the areas of the city which they've taken control of. They show that they've forced the Gaddafi forces basically to an area around the airport on the southern edge of the city, and then quite far away on the western side, on the Tripoli side as well, appearing to show that they now control the vast majority of the city. And they say within a few days they expect to clear the Gaddafi's forces from all the city.
Well, this is an extraordinary sort of turnaround of events. Only a few days ago it looked like it was the rebels were sort of toppling.
Yeah, well, I don't think the rebels were ever toppling, but they certainly were under pressure, and there was a lot of heavy fighting around the city centre. But what they've done is they've managed to cut off the Gaddafi forces' supply lines, and in the course of a few days of frenetic fighting, wiped them out. They killed a lot of Gaddafi's forces and captured a lot, sustained a lot of losses themselves. We now had a situation where there's essentially a stalemate, and Gaddafi's forces are on the very edge of the city, and there's no fighting that I've seen here today at all, almost of yesterday. So we're at a little bit of a stalemate situation now.
Do we need to take their statements with a pinch of salt? Is there an element of sort of bluster about their claims, exaggeration?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've certainly been able to see the areas which have been cleared. And you know they've heavily destroyed, but absolutely no firing. So I think I don't think they're exaggerating what they've achieved. They're not claiming that Gaddafi's forces have been completely defeated or completely out of town. They're just saying they're in certain locations, and they're very much acutely aware of the fact that missiles can come in at any time. I think where perhaps there is a little bit of bluster. I mean, they were talking about last night talking about marching on Tripoli fairly soon, and I think that might be a very big task, because up till now they've just been defending the city and built up areas which has really suited them from a guerrilla war point of view. If they have to go into the open road towards Tripoli, it'll be a different game.
We've talked for the last couple of days about uneasy calm in the city. Are we in sort of day three of that situation now? Not many gunshots.
Yeah, absolutely, we are. Occasional barrage of missiles, and they did attack the port area the day before yesterday. And NATO did strike a column of Gaddafi vehicles yesterday as well, causing some quite significant damage. So that's what we're just hearing in the distance. But there's certainly no heavy fighting, and everyone's kind of just sitting around waiting to see what next, really.
Any more bombardment of the harbour?
No, there was not more. Not much yesterday. I think NATO destroyed some of Gaddafi's missile launches, which had been pounding the harbour. That's what they say. So there haven't been any more reports of that. The ships were able to dock yesterday. A lot of migrants were able to leave. So I think things are a little bit calmer there.
Okay, Zan. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks. Cheers.